need to cope and deal with that?
As a cancer specialist, you know particularly of the frustration of some patients in the amount of time it takes for FDA to approve cutting-edge drugs. This next question comes from a viewer on that topic. Why doesn't the FDA require new drugs to be tested against already approved drugs, including generics, in order to be approved for use? According to the New England Journal of Medicine, this means that new drugs are approved even if they are only better than nothing.
Well, the approval process for drugs is one that is constantly being addressed from the point of view of how can we continuously enhance the system, the processes that are involved. How can we use new tools of science and technology to enable us to know and understand more about those drugs so that we can make even more precise decisions about their risk and their benefit. And so FDA has an initiative we call Critical Path, which is attempting to modernize this process by using these new tools of science and technology. And what we want to do is to maintain the integrity of the process, but at the same time make it more efficient and more effective, because lives are at risk, not just cancer patients who need new treatments for cancers that currently we don't have effective treatments for, but a host of diseases. We need to find more effective treatments for Alzheimer's disease. We have to begin to find better ways of preventing many of these diseases from occurring in the first place. And so FDA is modernizing and attempting to enhance the regulatory process so that it's more rapid and more efficient, but not reckless, with very strong guidelines and regulations and rules that will continue to assure that we're protecting as well as promoting your health.
Our next question comes from McMinnville, Tennessee. Go ahead, please.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to both of you. Doctor, I'm wondering why you allow so much MSG put into the food products. In my immediate family, I've got five people that if they take any kind of food that has MSG, they get sick. My son, he can take a minute business, and he's in bed for 24 hours with deathly headaches. And we've never been able to understand why MSG should be put in anything. All it is an enhancer. Is that not right? And number two, are you all doing any research on homeopathic drugs? I recently read an article came from HSI, Health Service Institute, that there is a tree in, I believe it was Brazil, or one of the southern South American countries, that was deadly in its effect on cancer patients. And so many of them that took it in their test showed remarkable recovery.
I'm going to just complicate life. I've got notes on both of these, but I want to get one more student in before we lose them as well. And last student question. What's your name, please, and what grade are you in?
Good morning, Susan. My name is Emily, and I'm a freshman at Dunbar. I have a question for Dr. Von Eschenbach.
Go ahead.
Sure. Yes, I was wondering why it takes so long for new medications to come out. And when they do come out, how do we know that they will work quickly and efficiently enough to cure someone who's ill and needs to be cured quickly?
Well, yes, the process by which a drug is discovered and then developed and then goes through the regulatory process to be able to be delivered to patients that need it is a very complicated process. And it begins very often with lots of different compounds that are hoped to be of value and benefit. They go through an extraordinarily rigorous degree of testing in animals and in laboratories. And ultimately, out of that comes a product that is believed to be of great help and great value. That then has to be tested in patients. And that goes through a very rigorous process of what we call clinical trials. And there are different phases of those clinical trials. Before we get enough evidence, enough scientific evidence, to be able to have the FDA look at that evidence and make the decision that that drug in terms of its risks and its benefits for that particular disease meets the criteria that would then allow it to come to be able to be given to a patient. And so that process is very rigorous and very laborious, very costly for the companies that are involved in it as well. And we're looking to make that more efficient and more effective by using new science and new technologies. And quite candidly, we're depending upon you. You're obviously all very talented at that high school, but you're in the beginning of opportunities in your own careers where you can be a part of this tremendous revolution that's occurring in medicine, what we call molecular medicine now, where we'll be able to do this tomorrow far, far better than we've been able to do it in the past, because science and technology have given us so much more opportunities and so many better tools to work with today. So that timeline will get shorter, and we will get these life-saving interventions to patients with cancer and diabetes and heart disease and Alzheimer's and AIDS much more rapidly.
We are just about out of time with the head of the FDA, but I want to thank the students at Dunbar High School in Lexington for their good questions this morning. And Doctor, a real quick answer for that caller on MSG.
Just real quickly, we do, as I indicated before, we do address food ingredients, but most specifically the new question having to do with natural products. Very important a part of our portfolio. We do address issues, for example, dietary supplements, and most importantly, looking at natural products as they become an increasingly important source of opportunities to not just treat disease by deriving drugs from natural products, but being able to prevent many disease processes in the future. So there's much that we're doing in that regard.
With the oversight responsibility that the Food and Drug Administration has for our nation's over-the-counter prescription drugs and also food supply, we very much appreciate the commissioner who comes to our table from time to time to take your calls from around the country. And thanks for doing that today, sir.
My pleasure.